Thank you for everybody. I appreciate it. So we'll just chaz over what we said last time in the Kedusha Rishon of the Purim, that the Kedusha Levi developed, that the chashivas of Klal Yisrael arriving to Har Sinai, even before getting the Torah itself, even before the Giloy, the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Mount Har Sinai, there was something very, very special, very, very profound that happened simply by the fact that we stood at Har Sinai. And that was the concept that Chazal say of Paska Zuhamasan, that the Zuhama, this, maybe it's the spiritual venom that was injected into mankind as a whole, maybe from the days of the Chayt of Adam and Chava, that had been lingering in the genes of mankind, that zuama, that spiritual venom, when Klal Yisrael got to Har Sinai, paska zuamas, and it was removed. Right, that's a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav that Kedusha Levi brought down. And the meaning of that is that the zuama is this very, very strong physical, material tendency, this very, very strong weight of physicality, of gashmius, of olam hazeh perspective. And when Klal Yisrael got to Har Sinai, that was removed from us. What's the outcome of that? The outcome of that, says Kedushas Levi beautifully, is that same Madrega that Avram and Yitzhak and Yaakov themselves attained, when Chazal said in the Gemara in Yuma, Kav Chesam Abayis, that Avram and the Avos were Mekayim, the Torah, or Mekayim Mitzvos. How were they able to accomplish that? So as he explained, the way they were accomplish that, because they were able to see it within themselves. They were able to reveal their true nature of their self, their true spiritual identity, the essence of each one of their limbs, Ramach Evarim, Shasagidim, that the purpose and the deeper meaning and significance of every one of their limbs, they were able to reveal the mitzvah shabbat, they were able to reveal the ruchnias of them, of their own self, because they didn't have the zuama, they didn't have this physical, this material, physical, gosh, mizdika, weight that was upon themselves. And that was the experience of Klal Yisrael getting to Har Sinai. The Hine, we'll continue. Kasher nifsika zuamasa. At this time, when the zuama, when the spiritual venom was removed from the Jewish people, and they themselves, before being even taught the Torah, they reveal the Torah from within themselves, as miyad cheftzam v'ritzayinim hayal kabbalas haTorah. By definition, it was revealed from within themselves a true ratzon, a true desire, a true passionate yearning to be makabel the Torah. It's that moment of unbelievable clarity, unbelievable focus, unbelievable spiritual heights, when physicality is melted away, melted out of the psyche. It's at that moment that a person wants nothing more than Torah, wants nothing more than the Ratzon Hashem. But when a person's thoughts once again become thick, become nisgashem, become physical, become material, become weighted down with the weight of olam hazeh, money and food and taivus and things of this world, as I don't know about you, but I've experienced many, many times in my life, when a person is very, very olam hazeh focused, when a person is weighted down by inyane olam hazeh, by taivus of olam hazeh, or even dvarim of heter in olam hazeh, then our ratzon, our chuk, our yearning for kedusha, for ruchnias, becomes less. It's a seesaw effect. It's a balance. The more that we are weighed down by olam hazeh, the less that we'll have a chuka for ruchnis. V'zeisher amanu chazal shekaf aleim har kigigis im tekablu es haTorah mutav. Now comes Kedushas Levi and says an unbelievable pshat, an unbelievable chiddush in the Gemara and Shabbos. Right? What did it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced us, put us under duress, put us under a state of onus to be makabel the Torah? Right, that he held the mountain over our heads. Hagam shikdimu nasil nishma. Then the kash of Tosos, if we remember from the Gemara Shabbos, what if we already said nasil nishma? Why would Kadosh Baruch Hu have to force us? Says Kedushas Levi so beautifully. Amnam be'ez hahu be'ez ahi ha'Yisrael zachim abruim v'tzlulim. At that moment, we attained such an unbelievable clarity, an unbelievable focus. We had with such pristine sureness, right from wrong, what we want in life, namely ruchnias as opposed to gashmias. At that moment, with unbelievable clarity, with unbelievable, we were being driven by ruchnius, right? Very often in my life, I'm driven by my stomach. I'm driven by, you know, that smell of schnitzel from the dining room. It like pulls me, right? Or I'm driven by, like, you know, the desire for a geschmack of vacation. You know, see one of these advertisements for like Pesach in this hotel with, like, you know, everybody has their own personal spa and everybody, you know, 8-course meals. You know, that's just a snack in between breakfast and lunch, and you know, these geschmack of things in Olam Hazeh, right? They pull us, right? But the same thing can happen to us in Ruchnius as well, so long as we accentuate our Ruchnius. If we accentuate our Ruchnius, then we'll feel the magnetic pull of Ruchnius, right? Sometimes, right, maybe we've experienced, sometimes a taiva is so overwhelming, and this is spoken about in Sfarim, I think, Tzadok HaKohen speaks about this, right? The Gemara in Sota, Ruach Shtus, right? Sometimes that taiva in Gashmius is so overwhelming, is so powerful, We're done. We're done. We're powerless. Sometimes a taiva is so overwhelming, you're powerless, right? That's ruach shtus. That's the something invades my mind, invades my heart, invades my stomach, invades my guts, and I'm drawn after something so strongly that, like, I'm powerless. I'm pasha powerless, right? But the same thing can be true in ruchnius as well. Aval kisha machshavosam lo hayuzachim tzulim. When we're not totally clarified, totally purified in our minds, as lo yikablo aleim olmoch shamayim. Ki noda iavshar lios machshavas haadam tamid zakav nikiya. Kasher kasav arizal shiavshar labo b'tfil yosir mishalo shows. Right? A person cannot stay in a zone of ruchnius. A person cannot stay in a zone of ruchnius forever. We're not angels. Right, and he's a beautiful shot. That Rizal said a person can't daven for 3 hours. A person can't daven for more than 3 hours. What does it mean a person can't daven for 3 hours? We're not wired, right? We're not wired to be able to stay in the zone of ruchnius without a hefsek. That's the Rizal meant. We can't daven more than 3 hours, right? We're not wired to stay there. The way we're made, right? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be angels, He would have created us as angels. But He created us people who need sleep, who need food, who need simcha, who need joy and pleasure, who need, you know, physical fulfillment, who need, you know, fulfillment of different taivas. You know, some things only at certain stages of life than others, right? That's how He wired us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't wire us to stay in that zone. Meaning, what's Kedusha Levi saying over here? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make us say Nasav and Nishma? Excuse me. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kofa Har Kegigis? Right? Tosu's question was, let's say. Umeturat Kushias Tosu's Lama Kafaleim Har. Hello Kvari Gdimu Nasav and Nishma. Right? That was Tosu's Kasha. Right? And what did Tosu's answer? Anybody remember what Tosu's answered?
We're going to say that, like, it was a fire. Got scared.
Right, Shema Yuchosim Ksheral Isha Gedela Shiatsu Nishmosem. Exactly, right? That maybe we got so scared at Mamar Sinai that maybe we took it back. So He made us do it again. But Dush Levi says, maybe this is a pshat in Tosfos, or maybe it's another pshat, but he says, Sheik Dimu Nasil Nishma Sheikaimu Isha Machshavasim Yutzlulimuva Hashra Shechina Aleihem. What was the zone? What was the spiritual zone where we were in when we said Nasil Nishma?
You're pressured, you're forced.
In what way?
The mountain was over us.
No, but again, that's Nasavanishma. This is before the Kikigis. What was the zone that we were in when we said Nasavanishma?
We were separate from...
What?
Total.
Say better.
Kedushas.
Totally, total Kedusha. Precious, right? The Shlosh Mehagbala, right? After the 49 days of Sefiras HaOmer, we had totally shed the Zuhama of Olam Hazeh. We had totally removed, right, his Hispashtus HaGashmias. We had removed our desires for physicality. We'd removed our interest. We'd removed, right? We didn't feel our stomach's need for food. Right? The greatest expression of that was Moshe Rabbeinu himself, who's representative of Klal Yisrael at that moment, right? He, for 40 days and 40 nights, didn't eat, sleep, or drink, right? totally mispach the gashmias. Like Klal Yisrael, for this moment, for this day of Kabbalah Satorah, we were at that zone as well. That's meaning what did Chazal say happened to us when we heard it, when we heard Hashem? We died. What does it mean we died? Meaning our neshamos went up. We became totally in soul mode. Totally in soul mode. Meaning to be totally in soul mode means the highest state of pure spirituality, like angels. And that derech agav, what did we say? Okay, this is afterwards, but what did we say? What was a great declaration that we made? Nasa v'nishma. And what does Klal Yisrael, what does the Gemara say? That the angels came out and said, Mi gal banai razu, who in the world taught you this secret code that's only used by angels? This is a secret code of angels. Klal Yisrael were holding at the mode of angels, right? Derech agav, what was the day that we got the second luchos? Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur, the day that we celebrate Kabbalah Satorah, the second Luchos at least, that's a day of Hispachos HaGashmius. That's all Indian of Yom Kippur, right? As we all know, the fasting and the Inuyim of Yom Kippur are not sad things. Fakir, it's a great simcha. What are we becoming like on Yom Kippur? We're becoming like angels, right? Total removal, right? So that we can feel for maybe one day a year our soul being drawn towards Elokus, Mashcheini Acharecha Nerutza. I just want to run towards God. As opposed to the rest of the year, my stomach is pulling me towards the schnitzel. One day a year, I'm trying to feel how my soul is being pulled up. Tagadish Baruch Hu. But what's the truth? Right? As Shlomo Karlbach once said, there's a shtickle kfira. Well, he didn't say this, but this is how I'll say it. There's a shtickle kfira in Yom Kippur. Right? What's a kfira in Yom Kippur?
We're not angels.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created schnitzel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created beds, and he created water, and he told us to husbands marry wives, and he told us to eat, and he told us to go to the bathroom, and he told us to wear them, and he created shoes, and he created oil to anoint us with. What we're doing in Yom Kippur is a little bit, it's a kfira in the Maisa Bracious. It's a shtark lashon, but to a certain extent, it's a kfira in Maisa Bracious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create us as angels. He didn't create us as beings who are meant to be divorced from this world. He created us and put us here in Gan Eden. Love the Lashamra. He put us here with trees and fruits and husbands and wives and lions and tigers and bears and schnitzel and Pesach vacations with food and geschmack. And he put us here. Says Kedushas Levi. What's the Indian of having to do a kfiyah har kigigas after nasav nishma? Because what zone were we in when we said nasav nishma? Everything was so pure. We were like angels. We had been totally, totally gone above and beyond the gashmis of this world. At that moment, right, even before Matan Torah, we revealed. Oh, we looked at our arm and said tefillin. We looked at our foot and said aliyah l'regel. We looked at our mouth and said achilas matzah. We looked at our eyes and said talmud Torah. We looked at our mouth and said tefillah. Right? We looked at our tuchus and said yeshiva bebeis medrash. Right, we looked at our body, and it was revealed to us what the purpose of every single limb is, with such unbelievable pristine clarity. But God said, "My friends, I want to tell you something. This is what you feel right now. This is what you feel right now, and it's beautiful. You're like my little malachim." But Hashem said, once upon a time, you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen one day? One day you're going to have to walk down the street. One day you're going to have to, get a job. One day you're going to have to eat schnitzel. One day you're going to have to get married. One day you're going to have to be engaged in Olam Hazeh once again. And you're going to have machshavos avos v'gazos, thick and material physical feelings and thoughts. You're not going to feel the pull of your neshama. It's not going to be a Yom Kippur experience. There's going to come a day and time when what? You're going to be an Olam Hazeh once again. You're not going to feel like an angel. You're not going to feel transcendent and lofty and spiritual, dancing and singing like the Malachim. and they'll find him in Chayos HaKodesh in the Sraphim. There's going to come a time when this moment of Har Sinai is going to end. For that reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did he go ahead and do? Kafalem Har Kigigis. He put the mountain over our head. Sha'af al pichin yikablu esa'o machusu aleim b'torasu mitzvah. So one day you're going to have to go back into Olam Hazeh. And you know what it's going to feel like? It's going to feel like a mountain over your head. You're not going to feel the spiritual draw of the tefillin, and you're not going to be with so much zrizus to want to get up and steig for 35 hours straight, and you're not going to feel the unbelievable deep kavanos of tefillah and the gevaldika tanuk of Shabbos and Ruchias, and you're not going to be able to sense the kedush there to Israel, and you're not going to be singing and dancing and steiging and. No, you're going to be in Olam Hazeh, and you're going to be in the thick mud of this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, and he's foreshadowing that reality to us. And he's saying, when you feel this, when you feel that Torah is a mountain over your heads, be mekabel Torah in that reality as well. Even when you feel the thickness of Olam Hazeh in your minds, and you don't feel it in your veins, you don't feel it in your blood. Because you're only going to be able to feel that in greater state, spiritual, profound levels. When you feel the thickness of your mind, and you're going to have to think about things like car payments and rent payments and paying taxes and paying bituach lumi bills and washing your dirty dishes and cleaning your kids' khaki diapers, right? And the things of Olam Hazeh and what am I going to eat for lunch and where am I going to go on my vacation and how am I going to, right? And your minds are totally stuck in things of Olam Hazeh, the thickness of this world. You're not going to be feeling the pull of your neshama. Everything's that your neshama is going to be covered over. And he says over this same halach in his drashos on Kabbalah Satorah. Right? So that's unbelievable, Yisod. That Kabbalah Satorah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is foreshadowing for us. There's going to be moments of Nasa Venishma when mamish are going to be pulled by your neshama. But there's going to be moments that you're going to feel like the Torah's Har Kigigis. And you need to be Makabel in that reality as well. When it's not so beautiful, not so flowery, not so holy, spiritual, not so, you know, in feeling the unbelievable Geshmak of Ruchnius. Vaiter. Va'od nire bukar v'mashab yarnu. Kine yesh itim shoynois. There's different times of life. There's moments, and this connects to these two same mentalities that we just mentioned. There's moments when God is revealed to us. Moments when Hashem is totally clear in front of our eyes and everything makes sense and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shining in our world and we feel Him by our side with great simcha and you know, everything is a miracle and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamish guiding us and holding our hand through life and it's so geshmak and we feel this unbelievable ruchnius of reality and God's kavod is revealed to us. But then there's moments when God is hidden from us. When we don't feel God by our side, when God is hidden within nature. Right? Those moments when God opens up the curtains of reality and says, Shalom Aleichem, here I am, the Borei Olam, how's it going? I'll do anything you want. I will split mountains. I will split seas for you. I'll give you 10 plagues. You need money? Here's some money. You need a shidduch? Here's your shidduch. You need a refuah shleima? Here you go. And he mamish gives us nisim and he flows, right? Look, like we see many places throughout Tanakh and throughout Shas of Tchias HaMesim stories and the nisim and he flows. Shemesh begibon dom by the war of Yoshua and how Kadosh Baruch Hu helped the Kibush HaAretz, destroying all of our enemies, and unbelievable things that we see throughout Tanakh and throughout Chazal, and even modern history, right? Moments of great miracles, moments where Kadosh Baruch Hu opens up the curtains and says, "Here I am, And we see with an absolute clear real revelation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world and causing miracles to happen. At that moment, who would not jump on board, right? In sports, we call this a bandwagon jumper, right? What does it mean to be a bandwagon jumper, right? When your team, right, when your baseball team, you know, wins, you know, 120 games in a season, you know, and you say, this is my, I'm rooting for this team in the playoffs. Shkoyach, well done. Yeah, great job. You chose the New York Yankees again. Of course, you know, that doesn't take anything. It doesn't take anything to be a fan of the team that's already revealed themselves as the best team, right? So to Lahavdil, when it comes to being on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's team, so who's not going to be on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's team, right, when, you know, he's right there, making miracles, doing unbelievable things? Amnam, kasher malchuso mechusa, but then there's going to be a time when his kingdom is hidden, va'ola misnag al piteva, and things are just dull. Things are just as they are. Sunrise, sunset, winters, illness, challenges, life. As a ina halavavus mislav and lavurasa, who's gonna say, I want that God. That God that seems like nothing's going on. Gullus. That's the reality of gullus. Right? Vihine. Right, so at that moment, nobody's being inspired to be drawn after, right? And as many have pointed out, right? We're sitting in Eshat Torah, so how can we not point this out? Right? Many have commented that the Tshuva movement was a direct result of, was a direct following historically of what great event? No, not the Yom Kippur War. The Six-Day War. The Six-Day War in 1967, when unbelievable miracle occurred that this fledgling country of Holocaust survivors was able to somehow overcome not only the six Arab nations surrounding us, but all the tens of other Arab nations that joined forces, and with nisim and niflaos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only did we not get annihilated like everybody said we were going to, but we got Har HaBayis, and we got the entire Yehuda and Shomron, and we got the Golan Heights, and we got Chevel Aza, and we got the whole Midbar Sinai, the whole Sinai Peninsula. Nisim flows. We were supposed to, statistically, ask anybody, we were supposed to be gone. We were supposed to be done, right? Nisim flows. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us back Yerushalayim HaKodesh. He gave us back the Makom HaMikdash, right? Unfortunately, we're still trying to figure out how to deal with it properly, right? We still have yet to realize what a gift that he gave us as a nation. Rahman al-Tzlan. But historians of recent modern Jewish history have all pointed out that things like Eshat Torah and other great Kiruv Yeshivas, right, and the whole Kiruv movement happened directly after that. That's the Yisod Yerushalayim usually is saying. God literally opened up the curtains of reality and said, I love these people and I'm going to make miracles for them. And what? That inspired masses of Jews worldwide to come and be like, wow, there is something awesome going on here. These people have a God on their side, right? Some say it was one of the first time it was revealed, and especially the contrast that would happen, you know, 25 years earlier, you know, that 25 years before that, Jews were going into, being put into ovens, and now all of a sudden, we, one of the greatest military victories in history, God is on our side. Everybody, yeah, there was a magnetic pull. People felt the pull to God. But then there's times of normalcy, times where things are hidden. Who's going to be inspired at times like that? V'hine, b'amidbar ra'u ha'dor ha'nisim ha'niflaos v'ha'be'er v'ha'man v'ha'nira ha'kavod. What was the mitzias that we had in the midbar, going through the desert in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu? We saw miracles on a moment-to-moment basis. We saw the Be'er Miriam, the miraculous well that traveled with us in the desert, giving us water throughout the desert, water for 2 million people. And we saw the man, that miracle food of angels that satiated us every single day. And the Ananiya Kavod, right, the divine clouds of the glory which guided us and protected us through the desert. Unbelievable, he saw Begilui. As a Hislava Lavodis Melech Rav Shali. When Klal Yisrael saw that, it was inspirational. Miracles every moment. And such a passionate love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vanu v'amru kol asher dibar Hashem na'aseh v'nishma. And therefore we said, yeah, pashut. I'm in. This is awesome. This is awesome. This is mamish awesome. We got all you can eat, all you can drink. You know, we're guaranteed our safety, right? Our clothes, our clothes are stay good forever, right? All of our enemies are just drop dead in front of us, right? Their arrows just melt up, and then in a couple of seas are splitting. Right? This is awesome, right? Who's not in? However, kafalem harkiyis shafilu beis shaul misnag al piateva viyfsek hashloisha matnos haber v'man v'nei akav v'yochlu me'avor haaretz as a yaminu shekol tivius v'kol ha'ma'uros mekaden agada akol mimenu yizbarach shemo. Underline that line because that's the biggest yisod that we're going to say for this the rest of this entire maimer, that there's going to be a time when the miracles are going to end and that clear revelation of God is not going to be anymore. It's going to be less clear, a little bit confusing, a little bit thick in Olam Hazeh. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Har Kigigas over our heads in order to show us, to demonstrate for us, that what? Even when things are naturally running, and you're not inspired, and you're not wowed and amazed, and these miracles end, and you go into Eretz Yisrael, and you have to work for your food, and you have to work the land, and you have to harvest your own food, to still realize that all of nature and all of the ma'oros, all of the events and the occurrences of history, mikatan v'ad gadol, from small to big, hakol mimenu yizbarach, I'm there too. It's not that he's not there. It's not that at those moments he's not there, like those moments where he opens up the curtains of reality and shows us that he is there. No. It's that he is there, but he's hidden. U'malchuso b'kol mishalom. And his kingdom is in every single part of the dominion. Right? It's not like we're keeping Torah that he's not, that when he's not there. No, he says keep Torah because I am always there, and you're always engaging with me, no matter if you see me or you don't. Valzeh, one last paragraph. Right, and that's the yisod that tefillah Har Kigigis is for the future time when we're not seeing him revealed. One more paragraph. V'hinim tzeiturat kushya teisvus al pi shnei ofanim. Two teirutz mitaisvus. If an echirushu l'doros afilu k'sheyist of aviz gashem erichin machshavos. Right, that we have to be mekabel the Torah through the second inyan, through kviyah Har Kigigis, as a foreshadowing, right, or as a preparation for the times when it's not clear and revealed like it was at that moment of Mamar Har Sinai. Bofen hasheni ledoros afilu shisnag olam b'tivius, that even the world should revert to a seemingly normal, mundane, boring olam hazadika functioning. Yekabla teir v'yasu mitzvah barishma, that we're never gonna. And we're never going to stop doing mitzvos. But it's the same thing. One is talking about a spiritual state in our own ruchnias, and one is talking about ba'olam in the state, the reality around us. And he quotes Sefer Yetzirah, referencing the famous yisod of olam, shana, and nefesh, that there's three dimensions: the dimension of time, the dimension of space, and the dimension of the spirit. Right, and these are on both these dimensions: dimension of space, meaning that if it's in a place in reality where you're not seeing the miracles, or it's a nefesh, you're in a spiritual state in yourself or in Klal Yisrael as a whole where we're not spiritually encountering God, nevertheless we are still connected and we're still dedicated and we're still feeling the geshmak of Avodas Hashem and the necessity of Avodas Hashem and the reality of the fact that he hasn't left even though he's hidden. Shakol nivra be'elam shana v'nefesh v'kesh sha'am v'yishol oyev dinas ha'boya ha'kol baruch hu b'seich l'gavoya azay machusin izgala ba'olam v'osei imam nisim v'niplos ad ein misvar. Right, then he says, by the way, and you can also re-achieve this, big yisod, he just says in Bekitzer, you can also re-achieve this through mitzvahs. What about when you're not feeling it? What about when you wake up and you're feeling your body, and you're not feeling that pull towards Ruchnias and towards Avodas Hashem, and you're feeling very, very Olam Hazadik? It says you can recreate that reality through Avoda, through pushing yourself to daven, pushing yourself to learn, breaking through those klipos, we'll call them, breaking through those blockages in Avodas Hashem. You can recreate, you can manage, bring it back. through pushing through Olam Hazeh. You can break through the barriers, push through those barriers, and get to that zone, get to that reality of, once again, feeling that gilui of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? And that's what a person could get through Talmud Torah, through Tefillah B'Kavana, through Shabbos, through Avodas Hashem, in all dimensions. A person pushes through the blockages, they can recreate that zone of that heightened state of Ruchnius, even when they're not feeling it, they can bring it back. Merchem to be continued.